Welcome back to Be Calm on Aiwei Island. We're glad to bring you a soothing world that helps you and your kids relax. Before we get started, did you know your positive reviews really make a difference? Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. So please add your positive reviews to Apple Podcasts, our Amazon Alexa skill page, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love to be calm on Aiwei Island. And thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Aiwei Islanders. Ready to be calm on Aiwei Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, sunlight will soothe and warm your body. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. So you will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving in the gentle breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Breathe like a dragon, in and out. And enjoy the sun's warmth. Think about your legs. They are covered in a blanket of light. Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the cozy sunlight. Focus on your tummy. How does it feel? The sun gently warms your belly. Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the shoots of grass to pop up between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them as you rest your arms in the grass. Focus on your shoulders as they soften in the sunlight. You relax into the soft grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The sunlight hugs your shoulders gently. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sun cover your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft pillow of grass. Now your whole body is bathed in sunlight. As the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head like a sparkling blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Party on Board. Above the gentle waves of the sea, stars twinkled in the night sky. The moon glowed, reflecting bright light into the waters below. Moonlight drifted down through the water and flickered across the sleepy reef. The gentle light woke 5 little fish who yawned and stretched their fins. Another adventure awaited them beyond their coral homes. Curious to see what tonight would bring, Fish 1 gracefully swam past a sleepy Fish 2. Fish 2 slowly caught up with Fish 1. They weaved past each other back and forth, as both fish swam past Fish 3. Fish 3 flipped and Fish 4 zipped to join the group. Finally, Fish 5 twirled around all of them. The 5 fish giggled and smiled, ready to explore the nighttime sea. The 5 little fish swam away from their colorful coral beds. Fish 1 led the way through a maze of softly swaying plants. curious to see who or what they would discover. The five little fish peeked through the gentle leaves. In the distance, the fish noticed a shadowy shape resting on the ocean floor. The peaceful sea encouraged the fish to explore a little further. Fish too volunteered to swim ahead and report back to the others. As Fish too swam closer, he realized the shadow was a sunken ship. Fish too eagerly swam back to the others, giggling, and said, "It's a ship. There will be lots for us to explore tonight." All five fish cheered. Then Fish One zipped towards the ship, leading the way. As she swam closer to the old wooden ship, the sea lit up with a sparkling blue light in her wake. The others gasped at the sudden beauty and hurried to join her. Fish One smiled as she flicked her fins. Each movement created more blue light. She twirled and danced, her path clearly defined by the bioluminescence. One by one, the other fish joined her. Before long, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little fish zipped through the water, filling the sea with blue light. The five little fish giggled as they swam through the light and through the old wooden planks into the belly of the old ship. Inside, they found more curious creatures, and they were all glowing. Fish Four weaved through the ship, saying hello to all the glowing fish. The glowing fish wondered about their new companions. A fish with a glowing stripe along its side asked Fish Five why they didn't glow. He thought for a moment and then said, "We do, when we're in the moonlight. Follow us and come see." The glowing fish followed the five little fish out of the ship. As they reached the moonlight, the little fish shimmered. Their scales sparkled, reflecting light from the moon and the stars. Sharing their amazement, all the fish, those glowing in the dark and those reflecting the light of the moon, danced together. The sea glowed blue from the twirling and swirling of the happy fish. After dancing a while, the five little fish noticed they felt sleepy. Fish Five opened his mouth wide and yawned. Then Fish Four yawned, followed by Fish Three, Fish Two, and Fish One. It was time for bed. Fish Five swam up to the glowing fish, thanked them for welcoming them to their party, and swam back towards their coral home. Then Fish Four offered her thanks and love to the fish, the glowing sea, and the moon and stars. She was followed by Fish Three, Fish Two, and finally, Fish One. Back in their colorful coral home, the five fish settled in. Fish 5 twirled his way to his cozy bed. Fish 4 zipped, and Fish 3 lazily flipped over Fish 4 on the way to their warm beds. Fish 2 weaved his way past the others and settled in. Finally, Fish 1 swam to her bed and snuggled in. The 5 little fish wished everyone happiness and peace as they thought of all they had to be grateful for. The little fish were grateful to have a safe, cozy spot to rest. They were thankful to have found the ship and the glowing fish. Most of all, the 5 little fish were thankful to have found so much in common with fish that seemed so different. Now they had more friends. The 5 little fish hugged themselves tight and then relaxed into the colorful coral. Together, they took a deep dragon breath in and out. The 5 little fish took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then they all took one more deep dragon breath in and out. The 5 little fish fell asleep, picturing the magical blue light surrounding them as they danced. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.